All right, we'll do one more misconception myth regarding Psuke de Zimra. I should say, I think I've said before, I'll say again, I don't mean to, no offense to calling these misconceptions. I don't actually assume anybody specifically here has this misconception. It's just the catchier name that I'm going for. To dust up, to sharpen up some of these concepts. So, last time we discussed somebody who comes late to Psuke de Zimra, so late to davening, but Sibor, and has to skip things in Psuke de Zimra. This time we'll discuss the opposite, somebody who is ahead of the game. You came to shul early, you just davened quicker than the Tzibur, so you find yourself at the end of Psuke de Zimra, and they're still in the Halukas. You got, you know, a minute, 90 seconds to spare. At what point should you stop and wait to pick up with the Tzibur? So it seems like most people think after Az Yashir, before you wait before Yishtabach, and you pick up Yishtabach with the rest of the Tzibur. So for the Chazan, this is true. The Raman, Simon and Gimel says, we all know this, the Chazan takes over at Yishtabach, not after Yishtabach. That's because the Chazan has to have like a tefillah, the bracha, going into Kaddish. So we give him the Yishtabach to go into his Kaddish, rather than just starting with the Kaddish. But for a Yachid, the Mishnah Berurah says, an individual is supposed to finish through Yishtabach. It makes sense. I mean, that's the end of Psuke de Zimra. So you may as well, it's a little strange to stop 90% of the way through Psuke de Zimra, wait, and then finish. Additionally, the Piskei Tshuvos quotes the Sefer Darchei Chaim. It's a Hasidish Sefer. It's written by a Chassid, or Aaron Walden. And there he says that there's a concept of connecting the last letter of Az Yashir, which is a Dalid from Bayomahu Yashem Acharish Ma'achad, the first two letters of Yishtabach, which are Yud and Shin. So those three letters in a row spell out the Shem Hashem. I can't even say it. Shakai, or Shin and Dalad and Yud, not in that order, but that's a connection we want to make. So if you're into the more of the Kabbalistic ideas, that's another reason to not break between the end of Az Yashir and Yishtabach. The Mishnah Berurah says this is also true on Shabbos, which is very difficult, I think, sometimes to do. A lot of people naturally would wait at Shulchan Ad if you're ahead. If you're not ahead, then if you're 3 seconds ahead, that's not what we're talking about. If someone who's really significantly ahead and has a real break, so the Mishnah Berurah says you're not supposed to wait at Shulchan Ad. You're supposed to finish through Yishtabach, and then, okay, you could sing along in Shulchan Ad or whatever, but you would have finished your part already. So for this reason, the Piskei Tshuva says if somebody did this properly, finished through Yishtabach because they were ahead, and then they're asked to be the Chazan for Shacharis, so they couldn't pick up at Shulchan Ad. Like you already said, it's you can't go back and do that again. So let the Psuke de Zimra Chazan finish through Yishtabach, and then the Baal Shacharis could take over after it. Likely in one of our shuls, in our shul, any shul, they would give Shacharis to somebody else. So I guess don't get ahead if you're still hoping on being asked to daven Shacharis. But that would be the potential myth here of an individual in the Tzibur supposed to wait at Yishtabach. Truthfully, they're supposed to finish through Yishtabach. Again, all these things not so relevant as we dive in on our own, but hopefully keep this in the back of our minds and we'll be together soon enough.